The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
This is Star Yudei, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tezayin Sivan, Toshim Pei, Monday, the 8th of June, Rabbi Gabi Kuskal, Halachic Topic. So today is Tezayin Sivan, and it's actually a very special, appropriate day to be able to give a shiur to the killer, the Choshev killer from London. Today is the yahrzeit, the 21st yahrzeit of my grandmother. My grandmother was Erika Yippel Rothschild from Zurich. You can see behind me the picture. There's a picture over here of my grandmother. We just came back from the Beis Eidem. The shiur should be the Nishmata. And the Neshama Shel Ali in Gan Eden. Just a small facet about my grandmother's special life. She was unique in her care of every single person, whether it was from the greatest people, from Rosh Hashivas, Rabbonim, wealthy people, ministers, to the smallest child or non-Jewish cleaner, each one had a felt that she cared and she liked them. It was a very unique quality which was repeated constantly by the Shiva, and since then, the last 21 years, that anyone who knew her said, your grandmother was unique. I just want to share one incident to illustrate this point, and this incident took place on Tezayin Sivan 21 years ago in Manchester. My brother and I, we were in Shire Torah, and we heard the very unfortunate news very early morning, probably like 3 in the morning, and we tried to get tickets. As I flew away in travel, he woke up early in the morning, there was some Newman, and we tried to get tickets to Israel. Long story short, by the time we came to the airport, the gate was already closed, and we had to go back. So Simcha Purim in Brandeis, Allah Shalom, he opened up his house, and he we could hear the Levaya and the procedures live. He said he owes tremendous hakarat hatov to my grandmother, Allah Shalom, and the Havel Ben Chaim Chaim to my grandfather. They cared for him when he was a yotam. He still remembered the special mitzvah present they gave him, etc. While we were sitting there, listening to the shiva, we got a call from one of the rashidas of Shari Torah. And he said, what a unique grandmother I have. As she wrote him a letter giving him a token of Hakarat HaTov after Pesach, just a few weeks before she was mitzvah, for taking care of her grandchildren. A few minutes later, a second Magid Shir, totally unaware that the first Magid Shir called and said what special lady she was, and he repeated the same incident about her. And these things, we found out constantly, how people got called where there was an Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, or when they were lonely. She cared and she made everyone feel that she was their best friend. So this Shir should be the Nishmasa. Now, the topic of today's Shir, It was quite concealed. It was called a halachic topic, and the reason is the following. The reason why it was concealed is I actually didn't know what I was going to speak about. You know, the person who was finally cleaning up his wife, you know, says, clean up your drawers. He finally cleaned up his drawers, and he found a ticket from a shoemaker from 35 years ago. He gave his shoes to the shoemaker. He never found a ticket. He never was able to get his shoes back. He decided to try his luck. He calls up for another earring. And the shoemaker answers and says, this is a shoemaker. He says, listen, I got my ticket. I picked up my shoes. So what's your number? He gives the number. He said, he looks at the second, and says, they'll be ready next Thursday. So that's the way it works. You know, you're busy and you always push things up the last minute. And therefore, I was actually unaware until the last minute what this topic would be. But I decided it would be a topic. The last topic, which I discussed a lot with my father, was a interesting sugya on Milah Akum, and it comes across as very relevant, extremely relevant. I would like to discuss the following topic. In this hot summer weather, the air conditioning is down. It could be for a variety of reasons. You forgot to put it on. The Shabbos clock is faulty. The fuse blew. Let's talk about this one. This way we can include more cases, more generalized, halacha, more situations. The fuse has blown. The house is dark. The food on the hot plate is going to be cold. The child's going to be inedible tomorrow. And the house is slowly warming up, getting hotter and hotter. Can you call a guy and tell him to pick up the fuse, lift the fuse, lift the switch? Well, that's a big one, because in order to answer that, there's so many variables, and we'll have to give a short sikkum of the basics of Amir al-Akum, why it's forbidden, and how it's committed, and in what situations it was, were not included in Xera, and then we'll be able to address our situation. So there's various reasons brought down in the Shalim why Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum means asking a non-Jew. Why asking a non-Jew on Shabbos is forbidden? Why should it be forbidden? A non-Jew doesn't have to keep Shabbos. On the contrary, if a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. Greater Shabbos, Chayiv Misa. So why can't he do Melacha? There's various reasons in the Shalim. I just want to share with you two of them. Rashi brings down a reason that this day is Kishluchai. Okay? Even though you're all familiar with the different Gemaras, the Atem, Gam Atem, Shlichus is Ma Atem Bnei Brit, Avshluchachem Bnei Brit, a Goy cannot Shlichus, but there is a Musig in Ezra Meshech, it's brought down Shlichus of Kumra. Sometimes we will say Shlichus of Kumra even to Nondra. We got the rivers over there. Rashi says the same thing by Melakum, which means, just like the principle, Shluchai Shalom Kumaisag, when you have an agent, who does something for you, it's considered as if you did it. If a non-Jew does something for you on Shabbos, we say shlichus l'kumra, and it's as if you did the melacha. So who cares if the guy is not chayav, but it's as if you did it. Reason number one. A second reason I want to share with you is another Rashi, because another reason. When Yeshayahu describes how Shabbos should be different from the weekdays, and based upon that pasuk in Yeshayah, we have many, many halachas. Kavod Shabbos, the Chibadotoy, Masay Zerachecha, right? Hiluchach, your way of walking should be different. The Kross, the Shabbos, Oineh, it's even in the mirror. One of the things he says Shabbos should be distinct is the Dabe Daba, with your speech. What does it mean with your speech? So, there are those who didn't speak Barba Tema, Shabbarim, Zinali, and Tim Zayn, then it's a Goshna Kayyash of Shabbos, from Chaim Velozhin. That's the chumrah. That's the chassidus. The strict halacha, what's permitted and forbidden, is it's forbidden to mention melacha. Dabei dava shelo yehi diburcha b'shabbos yudzof l'vachel. You cannot mention melacha. So you cannot ask the guy, please put on the light, because even though the guy is not forbidden, but you can't mention melacha. So we've mentioned now two separate reasons why you cannot ask the guy to do melacha. Either because if you did it yourself, B, because you're mentioning melacha. Let's figure out some nastiness between the reasons. The Oizarua says, are you allowed to tell a non-Jewish maid in a week? Last Shabbos, you didn't put on the, please put on the light this coming Shabbos. Well, that would depend on the two reasons. If the melacha is Dabi Dabi, you cannot mention on Shabbos a melacha after all, you cannot say forbidden speech. Are you saying on Tuesday? What's the problem? If it's shlichus, what's shlichus? If the issa is shlichus, meaning that it's as if you're doing it yourself, then it would be obviously forbidden. Who cares if you're making the goyish shliach in a week? Who cares if you're making a goyish shliach on Shabbos? It's irrelevant. The goy is your shliach, and it's as if you are doing the melacha. Another nachman would be, there's many nachmanas. Another nachman would be telling a guy on Shabbos to do something on Moshe Shabbos. I want you to come back, my au pair, on Moshe Shabbos to vacuum the floor. If the issa is Amira, so here, be forbidden this thing, you're saying on Shabbos. If the issa is Shlichus, well, they're doing it for your Moshe Shabbos. There's no problem for you to do something on Moshe Shabbos. I want to say another halacha. If you're going to inform the guy in a specific way, without getting into all the makoros, where you won't transgress any of those two problems, you won't be making the goyish shliach, and you won't be specifically saying the melacha, there should be no problem about mira l'akum. We'll see soon, there's additional issues, but mira l'akum should be a problem. This is a category of remiza. Remiza means hinting. There's different ways how you could hint. You could tell a goy, you could say to a goy, whoever puts off the fire won't lose out. So you're hinting, you're not instructing a specific goy. No goy is your agent. Are you saying, and Malachi is saying, whoever puts out the fire? So according to the reason that Amir al-Akma is forbidden because Dabi-Dab is still forbidden, according to the reason that the goy is your shviach, it would not be forbidden. That's hint number one. Hint number two is where you're not mentioning the melacha by instructing, you're giving a tibur, you're giving a command to the guy. You say, for example, I got code names. Mr. Bura brings this down to the Avraham, then of Shin Zayin. I'll just apply it to non-lay scenarios. Let's say you tell the guy, wipe your nose, and you mean he should push the switch of the light. So did he mention melacha? No, he said, wipe your nose. I know nowadays with corona, with the mask, it's a whole melacha to get to wipe your nose, but it's under that. So he didn't work over David Dabba, but the mighty said, wipe your nose. He told him to do something, and if he doesn't, you'll behest, he's your agent. Those two sorts of remises are forbidden. Once again, let's repeat them. If you're hinting, if you're mentioning the melacha, but you're not commanding one person, you say, whoever puts on the light or off the light will get a bottle of beer. You didn't command anyone, but you mentioned the melacha. Or, if you don't mention melacha, but you're commanding a specific person, wipe your nose, my cleaner. And he's not mentioning melacha, which means turn the light, but he's clearly understanding that's what he means. In those two circumstances, we don't allow a remiza. There's, however, a third sort of remiza called remiza sheloy b'derech tzivui, where you're not doing any of those two, such as you tell the guy, it's so dark in here. So you haven't said put off the light, you didn't say tabi dava, you didn't mention melacha. You also haven't said, you should do something for me, he's not your agent. The guy is capping what you want. This leads to often hilarious situations. I'll just elaborate in a second, I just want to mention one more point first. So once again, it's forbidden to tell a guy to the melacha. You're allowed to hint if you're not going to transgress either of those two problems. You're doing a remiza, shaloi b'derech tzivui. You're informing the guy what your intention is without commanding him, and you never mention actual melacha. So you want the light to go off. You don't say, whoever puts off the light. You say, it's dark in here. You didn't say, put off the light. You didn't do Dabi Dabba. And the guy is working out by himself what you want, so he is making himself. He's making his own initiative to the locker for you. He's not doing on your behest. He didn't actually tell him to do something. So no problem with either. Sabsha Ramiza Shaloyvideh Sabi's Mutter. The Rosh has something else too. The Rosh says, you can't even tell Beck and call a guy, come here. Come here, Donald. Because that is a tzivui. He's coming and he knows you want him to melacha. So as I point out, this leads to various humorous situations. You go to a guy on the street and you say, hi. Obviously, you got to make sure he's not Jewish first, because I don't want to run out of time. I'll just tell you, when I was in Shai Torah, I was a first aider. Okay? That's the closest I ever got to my dreams of becoming a doctor. So one Shabbos, there was a bottle got drunk by a Shalom Zaha, and his hand went through a glass door. And the kids said, we had to take him to Crumpsville Hospital, not the most pleasant neighborhood, past halfway house in Cheatham Hill. And also, not the most pleasant time. You don't want to be in the emergency room on Friday night there. Okay, so we got a guy to call up a taxi. The taxi came. We asked him to open the door for us because we didn't want the lights to go on. When we went past Esther Road, past halfway house, ready over there in Oldham, wherever that, if my memory is correct, the driver asked, why did you tell me to open the door for you? So he said, because the Jews are Sabbath, we can put the light on. So he says, what's the problem? He said, Sabbath. He said, what's the problem? I'm also Jewish, and I did it for you. The kids, so we were stuck in the whole story, how we rolled down the windows and we carried this guy out, and we had to walk through another half an hour until we got to the hospital. You've got to find out first if he's Jewish, obviously. So you go to, hello, Mr. So-and-so, are you Jewish? Okay, so you're ready to raise eyebrow. He says, oh, you're not sure, so can he come to my house? Like, another eyebrow is, well, do you want to dark in my house? You know, what's going on? And then you get till he figures out what you want, yeah, it'll say it was wrong. I don't mean, can he come to my house? Right? You can't say that, Kondorosh. You just go to him and say, dark in my house. He's okay, very good. What do you want me to do? Oh, nothing, it's just dark in my house. Okay, so that leads to humorous scenarios. But just let's get back to halacha. So therefore we learn that you're allowed to do a remiza.
Call halashon.
Shalom b'nechtevay. On Shabbos. Now there's a second topic which we have to address, which is, even if you don't transgress amir lakum, you never told a goy something that's forbidden or not. There's an issa hamna, you cannot benefit from what a goy does. Even if a goy does it totally on his own accord. You're walking up the dark stairwell in your apartment block, and your non-Jewish neighbor sees you like battering through the stairwell. So he puts on the light. Oh, hello, Mr. Cohen. Put on the light. You can't be near me. You've got to walk up the Aisha. Because you cannot be near him when a goy does something for you. And the reason is, because if you're going to be near there, Shema Yomalo, next week you'll ask him again. You see, I could get the Malach Hashem. You may ask him again. Even if you did not instruct a goy did it on his own accord for you, you cannot benefit. So now we're stuck with a big problem. You're right, we found a way how to transmit information to a goy. You know, you're right that we found a way how to transmit the information to a goy without transgressing the Isamira. By doing a remisa shalom b'nechtevay. But who cares? Once the goy will put on the light, you can't benefit. Who cares if you don't know you don't know Amir or not? Okay, so this is really, we don't have time for the detail. But this is the kasha of the Sefer Truma after Moi Zeruah. And the Sefer Truma comes with the following answer. That when there's a Tesefes Hamoho, when there is, the guy is just adding on to your, what the situation, he's not creating a new Hamoho for you, there it's not forbidden to have an hour. What does that mean? Let's illustrate this. The light's on in the house. There aren't so many lights. You want more lights on. So there, if the goy puts on the light, they won't be forbidden to benefit from the light the goy put on. Why? Because they already had lights on before the goy put on. He's just doing tesefes hanoi. He's adding to the light. In such a situation, there's not a chashash shema yoimaloi that you'll tell it. Why not? Because you already could have used it without him. We're not so concerned that you'll go and ask him. So it says, the Sefer Truma, in such a situation, it's permissible to have an awe. So you can't tell a guy, put on the light, because it's Amira. But if you do a Misa Shalom B'Zerach Tzibri when there's going to have an awe, that's allowed. So various situations which Shavuot brings down. For example, the top of the wick is all full of ash and soot, and it's not making a nice flame. You could see, but it's very dull. You could still read, but it's not so pleasantly. So there you could tell a guy, I can't see properly. So he's going to work out. You didn't tell him what to do. And he's going to work out they should move the mash. And I happy if I know for the bright light. So he says, Sefes Hano. So Sefes Hano is allowed. There's obviously other situations when you can't have an odd too. Just to mention, without going into the sugya, is when if there's silukam apriya, when the guy takes away something to provide an odd, especially puts off a light. Well, in such a situation, if the guy puts off a light, you're allowed to benefit from the dark room. Because there's no current item of giving you hanor from what the guy has done. It's not like he put on a fire and there's a fire right now which you're benefiting from. He took something away. It was silica or priya. So just to sum up what we're holding now. You can transmit to a guy. There are ways how to transmit to a guy information to do something for you without transgressing any lakum. Remiza shalom b'nechtevay. There are ways how you can hang off from what God does. Either the second way, which I just said, when it's silik mafriya, when he's putting up a light. Let's say that you left the light on. So there you can simply tell the guy, I can't sleep. He puts it off. That's not hang off because he took something away. You're not actually having an off from what he's currently, the guy's action. Well, it's gone. But what's relevant for us is say sefes hang off. So Tosefes Hanor means when the guy is only adding on. He's not making an entire Hanor. So let's put that on to the situation of air conditioning. I sat in my house. I was able to sit in my house. Now the guy put on the air conditioning. Is that considered Tosefes Hanor? I was able to sit in my house. He's making it more pleasant for me. Is that considered Tosefes Hanor or not? So over here, there's a Mr. Burrow who says the following interesting stuff in Shinchot Zayin. Mr. Burrow says in Sifat Zayin the following halacha: if a guy polishes your shoes on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it. You can't wear those shoes. And everyone asks, why not? I'm sure everyone asks, why not? It's only interesting stuff to know. I could have worn my shoes without a polish. So you do the halacha of a mache for polishing my shoes. But why can I not put on the shoes? It's only interesting stuff to know. I could have worn the shoes without a polish. What's the difference between a guy who polishes shoes, you can't wear the shoes, and a guy who adds an additional light? Says the Rosh Hashanah, this is the distinction. Because in the case of the shoe polish, there's one good, there's one pair of shoes. With the polish, you're being nene from what the guy did. When there's two lights, you're being nene from your old light. It's being made easier by another light. You're still being nene from your own light. So not every situation of Tosefes Hanor is allowed. Can we say in a situation when there's no air conditioning, I was over here, I was able to be nene. Now when there's air conditioning being put on, it's just a Tosefes Hanor? The Chayyur not. The Kuntur Shem Zom is a brand new Hanor which never existed before. It's not like I'm having additional Hanor. Furthermore, in Moshe, actually in Yodea, Chayyur Gimel, the Simem Zayin, I say, he writes a little snippet by Hilchos Shabbos. And he writes, that it's forbidden to ask. It's forbidden to ask a guy to put on the air conditioning on Shabbos. And he is forbidden to ask a guy to put on the air conditioning on Shabbos. That's not considered Tosefes Hanor, because before the guy will put something on, you have absolutely zero Hanor from the kuleh. He's creating a new entire Hanor, cold air. Whereas by when you have a light, he's just adding on to existing light. This led to a big hakira in situations where there was emergency, when the fuse blew up and there was emergency lighting switched on. Can you get going to put the lighting back on? Because you heard somebody says, "No, I got lights ready now." But in that situation with emergency lights, there's an added twist. So the way emergency lights work, they only get kicked on when the fuse blows. And the second the electricity goes back on, they go off. So what's going to happen when a guy puts on the fuse? That light will go off. So what's the reason why Tosefes Hanor is allowed? You're allowed to benefit from the guy. Is it because this is not considered Hanor Chashuva? When there's one light and the guy's adding another light, it's not Hanor Chashuva. You have your light too, like we said from the Shreem Zalman. You have your light and he's adding to your light. In that case, by emergency lighting, it's forbidden to ask him to put it on, because when he puts it on, you don't have your light anymore, your light's going to go off, your man's light's going to go off, and you only have his light. But if the vote in Tosefes Hanor is because we say a person's not bold, he's not going to be panic, and or he's not going to ask the guy next week, because he really could have benefit without the guy's action, then he could say this also applies to emergency lighting too. Even though when he will put on his light, your light will go off, but you're not concerned that this will cause you to ask your guy next week because you were able to use the light without him. So, do we consider a situation when there's no air conditioning on and the guy adds the air conditioning to Tosefes Hanor? The answer is no, we don't consider it. The first answer is okay, we don't consider it. Emotionally, we don't consider that. The guy is making a new entity. It's even worse than emergency light. There was nothing on. And you couldn't, as Ramesha points out, there was no cool air all prior to those actions. He's making an entirety of a new action. This is forbidden. So therefore, asking going from air conditioning after 7 is forbidden. Let's now go with a second approach. There's a halacha when there's an issur drabonon involved, you're allowed to ask your guy sometimes to do an issur drabanan for you under certain circumstances. Such as in the circumstance of a mitzvah or mixed up toilet, even if someone's slightly sick. If it's only it's Rabbonon, you're allowed to have to go to do so. This is the principle of Shvus to Shvus. A double Rabbonon, which Chazal will lenient, the Makamitzah, the Makamitzah, Kroidi, etc. Amir al Akam asking a goy is only forbidden with Rabbonon in the first place. And now you're asking a goy to do an Issa Rabbonon for you. This is doing one Rabbonon to another Rabbonon to Shvus to Shvus. They're Mati Makamitzah Kroidi. Says the Mincha Titkov, electricity is only Rabbonon. What are you doing? Everything exists. No, you're not generating a fire. There's no fire anywhere. It's Moilid. Maybe it's Moilid creating a new thing, which is this Rabbanon. So therefore, if it's a Rabbanon, you can ask the Goy, it's a Shus, a Shus. And Bavaka makes a claim if you're suffering from heat, you can ask him. He wanted, he brought a very fascinating places in Bavastra. Daf Kuf, Memdal Aveit. Places close to Yishalmi, with a story between Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus was going on a trip, and he asked Rebbe, Daven to Hashem to protect me from the cold. Rebbe said, that's what you want me to daven for. Just put an extra cloak. You know, you should ask Hashem. So he said, Daven to Hashem to protect me from the heat. He said, ah, that's a kosher tefillah. Ein nistam mecham osoi. There's no hiding from Hashem's heat. The question is, why is it more difficult to be stable, heat or cold? Rebbe taught us, heat. When you're cold, you just wrap yourself. When you're hot, you got to, what, expose yourself and then what? The idea is evacuating. But, the Mincha Tzitzkov wanted to suggest that it's possible that you'll have another heter. And that is the heter of a choyla. Till now, let's just sum up a second where we're holding now. We said that it's permissible to ask a non-Jew if you're not going to ask him with a specifically. So, me, the Shoya, it's permissible to have an or when it's a separate an or. It's also permissible to do a shvus to shvus for mocha mixa chayri, to tell a guy to this rabba mocha mixa chayri. How could you have an or from air conditioning? Kanire, does consider this a separate an or. He argues with Ramesha Fine Chancellor. But many Pesachim, Ramesha, they argue with the principle of Shlomo Zalman and Chaznish, with the principle of the Nikas Yisov, that electricity is a drabon in the first place. When you're asking an onju to generate electricity from the switch, that's it's a deraisa. There's no heter, but what can make us crazy to ask an onju to do it's a deraisa. So what heter would there be to put on air conditioning? So if there's time, I want to definitely tell you one, maybe there'll be time for two. There's a principle called the mokim choyla she'ein by sakana chazal loy godru amir lakum. When a person, you got a choyla she'ein by sakana, you got a choyla she'en afal amishkav, you got a person who's sick, he's bedridden, even if he's walking, but he's feeling sick enough to lie in bed. He got flu, got a light case of COVID-19. So he can ask a guy, chazal never made it there amir lakum's case. He can ask a guy, and obviously since chazal allowed, he's asked a guy, there's no incident any hamar there. And it's brought down in the end of Reish Ayin Vav, he says, then our place that carries in the cold countries, just bigger now, where it's freezing cold, hakoil choyle meets latina, if it's very, very cold, everyone's considered sick. And then you can ask the guy to light the fire. Do we apply this to very hot weather too? Hakoil choyle meets latina, you have to ask the guy to put on the eating. That's a local meisa. For children, even if it's slightly cold, because children are always considered choyle. For adults, only it's very cold, but then you could ask the guy specifically, you don't even do a remedy. You don't say, I can't, it's freezing. You could ask him, put on the heating for me, if it's very cold. Because you're a choyla, and Chazal didn't include a milakama by choyla. Do we say the same thing by heat? When you're very hot, you're also a choyla. So the Mishka Tzitzak was suggesting that you do say that, because we saw from that places that in this Rech Hamasa, heat is the greater soil, is worse, is more difficult to bear than cold. The mice of many places can disagree with that. And they were saying, all places were saying that it's more difficult to bear it. They didn't say that you're choyla, just like cold makes you a choyla. When you're cold, you become sick. When you're over hot, you don't become sick. It's very difficult to it's very uncomfortable. More uncomfortable, possibly. That's not heter. But in a situation where it's so hot, where it's unbearable, then you would be considered a choyla. Or if you've got a pregnant woman or the kid, you'll be a choyla and then you'll be mutter. Lemaisa, my Rebbe of Berkowitz, passed us like Mincha Tzitzkov, which means we hold a tzitzit as Rabbanon. And therefore, even a mix of freely, it would be the heter to ask the guy to put on the air conditioning. There are some other heterim too, which I guess we'll have to leave another time. Wishing you all a wonderful day. Hashem should protect you all from the dangers of Corona and everything else. We should be sure and the Gula of the Korah, and Be'ez Hashem we should be able to learn Torah face to face in close contact. And how beautiful this actually this Shi'a is. Ki Mitzia in Seitei Torah Dvar Hashem Yishlaim. Once again, the Shi'a should be in the Nishmas. Yitol Batrav Chaim Shlaim, my grandmother over there, and the Shomashar Aliyah. Thank you to Yaakov Nadler for setting this up right now. Thank you very much, my friends of the Yitzchivit. Phenomenal, once again, what you do with the Torah way. Never stopping, not letting Corona get away. And I saw Avi Dakin with the Kol HaLoshanayim and the whole team and everyone in London wishing you a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.